This Sonata Hammer Clavier Opus 106 is widely accepted as one of the greatest works by Beethoven. It's always present in my mind that this perhaps signified his graduation from telling us about his material experience and going into the world of total spirit. And maybe this is the border where he starts telling us about his spiritual experience of his life from the spiritual point of view. I don't know if there are any words to describe this tune, and indeed the whole adagio. It's beyond description. Some people say it's a final acceptance of something, maybe, but it's only a part of it. But it is in a different world.
I think of the slow movement as the most tragic slow movement that Beethoven wrote. Openly tragic, that is, it wears its tragedy absolutely in a kind of extrovert way. He could no longer hear himself play the piano. And that must have been something very hard to take. Up till then, he could always hear just a little bit.
Beethoven's ear trumpets are a painful testament to the fact that he never gave up the struggle to hear his music.
There's a story about Beethoven holding a pencil or a piece of wood between his teeth and touching it to the keyboard at one point, because if he did that while he was playing, it would enhance his hearing.
Profoundly deaf for the last 9 years of his life, Beethoven supplied notebooks to people so they could communicate with him in writing. The gossip, malice, and humor in these conversation books reveal that Beethoven's final years were not all isolation and misery.
After about 1818, Beethoven became a much more reclusive figure and much more obviously eccentric character. He paid much less attention to his dress, to his external appearance, even to his cleanliness. Even being arrested as a tramp around 1820.
There's one rather nice anecdote about his appearance towards the end of his life. He normally appeared very, very unkempt, but apparently on this occasion he appeared beautifully turned out, everything in place, and somebody said, he's really looking extraordinarily well today, and he said, ah, yes, but what has happened is that from time to time his friends really feel something should be done about it, and they take away, when he's asleep, all his old clothes, and they lay out new ones, and Beethoven just gets into them. He's not even aware that there's been any change.